Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pip? Pip! Pip, wake up!
What time is it?
It's the 4th of April, and it's 6 a.m.
The 4th of April? That means...
It means we've just got 1 week left until the launch of Season 3, Part 2. And it's not going to riot itself.
Crap! We better get cracking.
Right.
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 Right. Righty-ho. Coco?
Oh, yes.
You're in luck. It's my own recipe. Melted Norwegian Freya chocolate with a pinch of chili. So, season 3. Where were we?
Moscow.
Panaracua.
I'm pretty sure it was Russia.
No, I'm confident it was South America.
No, because there was something about a prison.
I remember Amelia was interviewing a telepathic fetus with a Spanish accent.
You're clearly tripping.
All right, I know how we're going to settle this. I think we need to remind ourselves exactly where we left off.
Good idea. Let's go back.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Go for it. Do you mind if I blow bubbles?
Excuse me?
It helps me think.
Not that far back.
Oops.
Welcome.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Do you mind if I throw darts?
Excuse me?
It helps me think.
Now that's season 3. That's Amelia interviewing Mateo.
Mateo? Who is he again?
He's that incompetent guy from... The Incognito Project, a rival company to the Amelia Project.
But why was Amelia conducting the interview?
Don't you remember what happened to the interviewer?
Sure. He, went on holiday.
Oh, come on.
I'll attach one padlock here.
Yes?
And another one here.
Right.
Not too tight.
No, don't worry. Still got a bit of wiggle room. Ouch. That is a little tight.
Shh. Press the intercom.
Excuse me?
Darling, you're going to press the intercom and tell those two Italians that you need some fresh air. You're popping out to get some chocolate. Do you feel that?
What's that?
That's a gun. Any funny business, and I'll use it. Now press the intercom.
But my hands are chained behind...
I said press the intercom! Just do it! Face.
Joey? Salvatore? I need to get the office out of my lungs for a bit. I'm just popping to the corner shop for a... Kit Kat. Back in a jiffy.
Right. Right. The interviewer was escorted out of the office.
And put onto a plane.
What type of plane is this? By the sound of the engine, I'm guessing an Antonov An-148?
Сможешь сделать так, чтобы он заткнулся?
Я питала.
Да это мешает!
Не знаю.
Эй! Смог! Заканчивай! We arrive in Moscow in 1 hour.
Ha! Told you! He's taken to Russia.
Ah! I guess it was Russia then. Well, in that case, do you want a bit of a vodka to go into that cocoa pit?
Don't mind if I do.
There you go. Oop, oh, careful there.
Nastrovi.
So, You were saying the interviewer ended up in a prison. What was it called again?
I don't know. You wrote it.
No, I didn't. That was you.
Was it?
Golovinov or Golovkin or something.
Let's check.
Welcome to Golovin.
Charming place.
The securest prison in Russia.
Why am I here?
You should be flattered. Golovin is heavily overbooked.
Golovin. I remember now. The prison wasn't quite what the interviewer was expecting.
Well, in you go.
Well, fry me like a kipper and call me breakfast.
Is it to your liking?
My desk, my armchair, my cabinet, my bookshelf.
It should all be there.
So he's in a prison cell, which is a replica of his office back in London. The difference being that he can't leave and that it comes with a man called Oleg, who transcribes everything the interviewer says.
Oleg, are you writing down everything we're saying?
Yeah. That was yes.
Why? No, let me guess. You're making a transcript. For Boris.
Yeah.
Oleg, would you care to elaborate on what this is all about?
Нет. That was no.
You just say two words, yes and no.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Нет.
Well, this is almost unusual.
But something was going on back in London as well. Do you remember what?
Нет.
Do you want to listen?
Da. But first, could I get a little bit more cocoa? It'll help me concentrate.
It's very plot-heavy. And we're just a few episodes into the season.
Let's go for a cocoa top-up.
Definitely. Whilst we go and fill our cups, we could have an ad break.
Okay, but then let's make it a fun one.
I prefer the fun ones.
Like the one with the kitten.
Or the one where Alvina nearly exposed the Amelia Project on the internet.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Ah, this cocoa is delicious. I feel completely re-energized now.
Ah, me too. Let's keep going.
Let's find out what was going on in London.
Let him go, Mia. Jackie Williams and Mia Fox, CIA.
What?
That's right, honeysuckle. Game's up.
Christopher Haynes and Henry Cole? MI5?
What?
Are you bullshitting us?
Well, I was about to ask you the same question.
Show us your badges.
Show us yours.
Show yours first.
Let's all show our badges on three, right? One, two, three.
Well, this is awkward.
That's right. Cole and Haynes aren't the only ones trying to track down the Amelia Project. CIA agents Jackie Williams and Mia Fox are hot on the trail too.
And with the interviewer gone, Amelia has to take care of the clients. That's why she was interviewing this Matteo guy.
Here's my card.
Tip.
T-I-P.
Okay. What's T-I-P?
The Incognito Project.
And what does the Incognito Project do?
Well, we make people disappear.
Get out.
Our coffins are state-of-the-art. Oxygen tanks, back massage technology, broadband. We pop some protein bars in the deceased's pockets, boom. They survive for days.
Yes, it turns out Matteo isn't a client. Instead, he's offering the Incognito Project services. He knows the Amelia Project is on the run from MI5 and offers to fake their deaths in return for the Amelia Project surgeon.
Oh, but she sent him packing, though, didn't she?
So, you've made up your mind? We have a deal?
Right now, there's just one decision, and it's for you.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Do you want to leave with or without a dart stuck in your volleyballs?
It's all coming back to me. The team have to vacate the London office before Matteo reveals their whereabouts to MI5. The interviewer has told them to board a plane to Moscow to join him, and Amelia and Alvina hail a taxi while Joey and Salvatore load up the van.
Seatbelt.
Alle cinture sono per coglioni.
Seatbelt. Okay, va bene. Did you hear that?
No.
I thought I heard something in the back.
What was that? Hey! Yeah. Who's there?
Your hands above your heads.
Oh, porca puttana, mamma
mia. Looks like we got here just in time.
We're only going to Tesco's to get some loo roll.
Oh, you box up your office every time you go to Tesco's, do you?
Shit. Cole, look.
What?
The others are getting into a taxi. Two women and... an Egyptian mummy?
The man who looks like a mummy is Todd, a butcher who makes pies out of...
Can we skim over that bit? It's just that this cocoa and vodka has made me a tad queasy and I don't want to, you know...
Do you want me to go get a bucket?
No, I'll be fine, as long as we don't talk about Todd.
So, Cole and Ains are in striking distance of Amelia and Alvina, but something happened. Something happened involving Mia and Jackie.
We were this close.
Where's the taxi?
Fuck knows.
You scared them off.
You idiots.
Haynes.
What?
The Italians.
Oh, shit.
Italians?
The van. They mustn't get away.
Nobody here.
Oh.
Morons! You should have told us to start by securing the van.
If you hadn't handcuffed us, we'd have the ringleaders by now. Cretins.
Clowns.
Guys, check the bag.
What?
There's a sip bag in the back.
Jesus, there's a corpse in there.
No, it's not a corpse. The surgeon.
Sorry?
Their surgeon. At least we have their surgeon.
Oh my God, they've got Kozlovsky. Why did you write that he drugged himself and is napping in a body bag?
Because he hates car journeys? I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, Kozlovsky is in a pickle now.
At least back in Russia, things are going well. The interviewer is continuing to run the Amelia Project from his prison cell, helping clients disappear. Clients such as...
Tell me, why are you in prison?
I stole a loaf of bread.
Golly, how very limiserable of you.
Excuse me?
Quite the Jean Valjean. Do you sing?
No.
Pity.
And?
Why are you typing on a laptop whilst walking? Hello?
Sorry. I have to get this chapter finished in the next 60 seconds or it all goes from pudding to poop real quick.
Oh, and?
Meet us in the cleaning cupboard on level 4, block A, in 1 hour. Now? Scream.
Sorry?
Scream! That's all! Not to be a fatosh of the group of a child who have no!
Or one of my favorites.
Listen, do I know you? Now that we're not squashed under a human pyramid, your face seems rather familiar. Are you by any chance Clara Knopf?
The very same.
What an honor! I recognize your face from the back of your book. I absolutely loved it.
You know my book?
Do I know it? A catalogue of British nipples, the 1,000 most intriguing nipples in the UK. I mean, it's one of a kind.
Hang on, Einstein, those last two were Patreon episodes.
How does one get hold of those again?
By going to ameliapodcast.com, clicking on support the show and becoming a $5 patron. It means you get access to all sorts of bonus content and It provides the team with some cocoa money.
That's right. That's how I could afford to buy this cocoa. I stole the vodka.
If you're listening to this, please help us buy more cocoa.
I remember now. The last client the interviewer saw, that was the president.
Yeah, I do remember them going to the Kremlin, yes.
What can I do for you, Mr...
Presidente Julio Che Rodriguez Alvarez de la Fuente, Mayor General of the Panaraguan Freedom Army of 1972.
I remember that Julio wants the interviewer to fake his assassination and bring him back as his nemesis, Pablo Perez Garcia.
And it all went without a hitch.
Without a hitch.
There's a hitch.
Damn it!
Damn it!
What is it?
Your team.
Yes?
Has gone missing.
What do you mean, they've gone missing?
Disappears.
Is this a joke? Because it's really not the time, Boris.
It's not a joke.
What happened?
The surgeon and the Italians never reached the embassy.
What about Alvina and Amelia?
They boarded a plane to Moscow, but the plane...
Yes?
Well, it's...
Don't say disappeared. Do not say disappeared.
Disappeared.
God damn it, man! What kind of amateurs are you? How can you lose track of a plane? How is that even possible? I told you I need my team!
Look, you managed perfectly well with Mylin.
Mylin? Mylin? Mylin was peanuts! This is different! I mean, how am I going to change Julio's identity without a radius surgeon? It can't be done!
You can't do it!
No, not without my team, no.
You have to.
Or else?
Or else I'm screwed!
Which means Mikhail's screwed, which means I'm screwed, which means you're screwed.
Which means we're all going to have a jolly reunion in the Golovin basement.
Amelia and Alvina didn't land in Russia. They landed in...
Oh, God.
What?
We're in Panaragua.
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 Okay, fine. You are right about Panaragua. Remember, the interviewer met an old acquaintance back in Golovin.
Ant!
Well, panda ants aren't actually ants. They're a type of wingless wasp known from the Mutilidae family.
Ant!
It does look like an ant, though, doesn't it? Don't let its cute appearance fool you, though. Panda ants aren't called cow killers for nothing. Their sting is fierce.
Oh, for God's sake, ant!
Oh, hello.
Well, what was ant doing in Golovin? That makes no sense.
Well, it turns out that Golovin is no ordinary prison.
Have you met any of the other Block D inmates?
Oh, I try not to socialise with arsonists and axe murderers.
This isn't where they keep the criminals. This is the VIP block.
What do you mean?
This corridor is home to some of the brightest brains in astronomy, linguistics and computer science.
And they put me with you?
Hiroshi, next door, is Japan's most eminent robotics engineer. They captured and brought him here to create the world's first robotic ballerina.
Well, fry me like a sausage.
Then there's Abd al-Rahman Safar.
The psychic? Didn't he go missing right after he was on the late show with Stephen Colt? Oh, I see.
Well, he's right here in cell 233 using clairvoyance to help the Russians obtain state secrets.
Well, dip me in ketchup and call me a French fry.
Ant was there to create a new cybug for the Russians. But now he has to help the interviewer transform the president into Pablo Perez Garcia.
But that's impossible, isn't it?
Well, no, not for a genius like Ant, surely.
Next, we're going to need web spinner silk. It's one of the strongest natural fibres and ideal for skin grafts. We're going to have to move Julio's nose slightly to the left.
Now, how do we do that?
Well, we could always try the Canadian woodcutter bug.
The Canadian woodcutter bug?
Look, do you want me to try this thing or not?
That's definitely going to work.
Well, somehow we're going to have to make it work.
What do you mean?
We have to ride ourselves out of this madness. The team split between two continents, pitted against each other on opposite sides of a civil war? I mean, what were we thinking?
I don't know. We've really written ourselves into a corner this time. Ugh, and I thought that the Percy episode was taking it too far.
You are lucky, though. Yeah, you are. Because I've got just the thing to give us some more inspiration.
What's that?
A birthday present.
Oh, I thought you'd...
4th of April. Of course I didn't forget. Happy birthday, Pip.
Verve Clicquot.
Let's crack it open and get writing.
I've already had rather a lot of that spiked cocoa. If I want a clear head for writing...
Oh, believe me, the more of that Verve Clicquot gets in your bloodstream, the better the season will be.
Well, it can't get any more convoluted, can it?
To Season 3, Part 2.
To Season 3, Part 2.
Launching next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that telepathic fetus, though. That must have been a dream, right? Do you think I should go see somebody about that? That's a very weird dream to have.
We hope you enjoyed this recap of Season 3, Part 1, and we can't wait to be back on your podcast feeds next week. If you are a patron, you can log on to the Patreon page now to listen to the new full-length bonus episode, Clara Knopf. It contains human pyramids, a potato peeling challenge, and nipples. That's all I'll say. If you're not yet a patron, why not join our cocoa-loving community? It's a great way to support the show, get bonus bits and bobs, and behind-the-scenes access, such as regular livestream Q&As. Every new patron makes us so incredibly happy. For more info, visit ameliapodcast.com, click on Support the Show, and we've got a video there explaining exactly how Patreon works. Again, that's ameliapodcast.com. We'll be back on the regular feed on the 12th of April with episode 34, Pablo Perez Garcia. See you then.
Vocal core, though, you don't get weird dreams from vocal core. That's safe, isn't it? Yeah, I'll have some more. Oh, darn, that stuff is good.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Beyond the Dark.
Sub-level 19 was nothing like the other floors at Machine Co. There were no alabaster workbenches, no spotless white carpets. Here, it was dank, dark. And that noise. A humming, throbbing sound like a sickly heartbeat hiding behind the whir of a great machine. A large metal cage loomed out of the darkness, backlit by an iridescent blue monitor, on which a cursor blinked idly. A metal panel slid out of an aperture in the cage near the monitor, and suddenly the cursor came to life. It read, "Insert hand here."
Beyond the Dark, a sci-fi anthology by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Find it at beyondthedarkpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.